Brian Finn is here with the business news.
Justin, thank you. Optimism is growing among small and medium-sized businesses here, according to a business monitor from Intertrade Ireland. Cost pressures persist, though, and that will likely continue for the year ahead. But how are businesses faring on the funding front? John Finn is Managing Director of Treasury Solutions. He's in our Cork studio this morning. And much like the rest of us, John, firms are being hit with rising rates. What's the lending environment like at the moment? And presumably, they, like the rest of us, are facing more hikes ahead.
Morning, Brian. Yes. As you know, the ECB base rate is at 3.75% at the minute. And I think when we did a bit of crystal ball gazing back in December, I thought it might peak at this. I think it's going to go at least 0.25% higher. So I think we'd see 4% by the summer break. But I do think the ECB will pause at that point in time, partly because I think a 4 number, even if it's 4.0, psychologically can have an impact on consumer demand. And also, I think the last time we saw these rates was in 2008, and they probably went one hike too far. So yes, unfortunately, I see the rates going a little bit higher. I do think they'll stall. I don't think we'll see any rate cuts in 2023, though. I think they might hold rates a little bit higher for longer than we may have thought 6 or 12 months ago.
And the banks here, they haven't passed on the full extent of the increases to lending customers yet. But what's the lending environment like with two lenders leaving the market?
The lack of competition is a problem. It's a problem for both depositors and borrowers, to be honest with you, because if you don't have competition, there's less price, there's less price tension. Now, that being said, I would say where they've probably kept the deposit rates low and benefited borrowers to some extent would be on the mortgage market. And I certainly see that that's been passed through, less so, I would say, on the business market, and particularly business banking, because business banking, really, you've only got three banks left now. Business banking is loans up to 10 million. And so with a lack of competition, it doesn't help. That being said, also, Brian, remember that the demand for loans is, SME lending is only at 40% of the level it was at in 2008. So the demand is also lower in general across the economy.
And on the deposit front, there's a pressure coming on the banks now to raise interest rates. But they will say it swings and roundabouts, really. If you want lower lending rates, the depositors are going to have to take the hit.
Yeah, and this is, it's probably valid to say that, because people need to remember that the rate that banks pay on deposits is their cost of buying the money. And, banks don't lend their own money. They take money in from depositors, they add a margin to it, and they lend it to borrowers. That's how it works. So obviously, if their cost of funding is lower, they have the potential to charge less on their borrowings. But also, they've got so much surplus cash at the minute that, from a business perspective, they can take that surplus cash, deposit it at the ECB at 3.25%, take no risk at all, because the ECB is not going to go bust, and make a handy return on it. So it's, in some respects, whatever that differential is between what they can get at the ECB and what they pay depositors, it's quite profitable for them on those surplus deposits.
And consumers and businesses continue to put money into their bank accounts. So is it a case that they'll just hold off for as long as they can on offering higher deposit rates?
Yeah, I think they'll come under pressure as their year progresses. And I think we'll see some movement on that. I can't see them being able to keep it at these levels. But I think there'll be modest increases. What we're seeing corporates actually looking at for the first time, larger corporates, is they're beginning to look at government bonds, because you can get 2.6-2.7% for a 9-12 month German or Irish government bond. Again, they're very highly rated, higher rated than the banks. Decent return. Obviously, you need to check the transaction costs and tax, but that's where we're at,
Just a quick look at the international environment, John. Things have settled down a bit after the wobbles of recent months. Are those issues we saw with SVB and Credit Suisse, are those largely contained for now?
I think there's more to come. There's a bubbling commercial real estate problem, I think, in the States that is going to have to manifest itself and work its way through. And the problem also, Brian, is because a lot of these are regional banks. So what happens if that people worry about them, they take their money out of them, place it with the bigger banks. But those regional banks have a role to play in terms of lending to SMEs and taking deposits as well. So I think there's going to be further problems in the States. And actually, that's the reason why I think the interest rate market in the States is projecting that interest rates will be a lot lower next year, because I think they're worried a little bit about a recession that might stem from some banking problem.
John Finn of Treasury Solutions, thank you very much.